Welcome to Sister Speak True Blood, where we discuss season 4 of the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 31. Let's get started.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are back and we are going to be talking about the episode I'm Alive and on Fire.
It's probably referred to Jason.
No, I think it's referring to Eric.
Oh, yeah, that too.
So, okay. Who do you want to start with? Let's go by character.
Well, let's start with Jason so we can get that hot shot shit out the way. You know, because I don't want to be discussing it last. Because
you know what? It just makes me mad. I liked how they handled. I liked Hot Shot. I liked Jason this week because we didn't have a whole episode of Hot Shot. We just had like 5 minutes of Hot Shot, and the rest was him running.
That's true. But, okay, let's go back to the beginning where we see Jason, and that lady is humping on Jason. First of all, when he finally makes her get off, I was dying laughing. She put this little bitty cloth on him,
yep,
on his little private parts, and she's crying, putting on these, I ain't never seen no panties that big. You see her hold up the drawers?
No.
Oh, it was huge. They was huge, and they was dingy.
Well,
people
are dingy.
Okay, but they was beyond grandma panties. Or, you know, where they said them, grandma drawers?
Granny panties.
Yeah, granny panties. That's what you call them. They were huge. And then, when the chick turned around and was
leaving,
leaving her dress
is up in the underwear. Now, that I didn't know.
And it was all hiked up. She go, next. Oh, I was dying laughing.
I didn't see that part. That part was funny.
Did you hear her talking about, my brother cousin... My brother husband, he just bites me on the neck and holds me down.
Yep.
I thought to myself, damn, these people are so inbred, it's just ridiculous.
It's nasty.
It's just nasty.
Now, I felt bad because then when Becky walked in, I was like, oh no, what are they going to do?
And
Jason, his face was like, oh no, no,
she's just a little girl. That was a good scene, though.
That was a good scene.
That was good.
I like the scene because it shows how Jason, how he's able to talk his way out of stuff, which we know.
Yes.
Or into stuff. Mm-hmm. But he was able to talk and use his charm to get her to, let him go.
Yeah, I thought that was, other than maybe the very last scene with Jason, but I thought that was one of his best scenes because it was just so touching. And he was really sincere. Yes, he wanted to get loose and stuff, but he was really sincere, and it was the cutest thing.
Yeah.
I felt so sorry for Becky when he was telling her, you know, your first time ought to be, you know, boys bring you presents and candy. Boys do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was trying
to act like she knew what she was talking about, and then she was like, no, I've never done this, and I don't want to do it either.
Yeah. Oh, I felt so bad for her, though.
Well, the part that got me was when he said, I'm afraid I'm going to die here. And she said, I am, too.
Yeah.
And then she untied him.
Well, she cut him. She cut him loose and gave him the knife.
Right. And when when she was handing him the knife, you saw how gentle he took it from her. He didn't just snatch it like, you know, you would probably want to.
Yeah, because he wanted her to get on out there.
Yeah. And then the next day, when Felton, Uncle Daddy, Cousin, whatever the fuck his name is,
Lord,
woke her up,
oh,
and you could see in his eye that he was ready.
Yeah.
And
nasty MF-er. Oh, nasty MF-er.
But I will say, the scene where he morphs into the panther
was good. Well, first of all, okay.
That was a good
scene. Let's talk about that, though. Because, okay, I think we talked about it in other episodes, like with Sam and with Luna and his little group and stuff. But they are actually showing the morphin this season. And it's really good.
I like it.
It's very smoothly done.
Yes.
It's real smooth, but that was good.
It was really good. And that panther, I think they're enhancing the yellow of its eyes, but still, the panther is beautiful.
It is pure, and that was a real one. It wasn't no CGI.
No, scene. It was CGI when he jumped on it, when it was looking
up. Yes, well, I know.
Yeah, but that was a real, that panther is beautiful.
Yeah, it was a real panther running and then like chasing Jason in the woods. That was a real panther too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But that whole scene was good, and I thought, how is he going to get away from these panthers? Because, you know, a panther is powerful.
Well, I kept thinking, shit, you're in the tree. A panther can climb a tree.
Yeah, can't they climb a tree?
But I think him dropping that knife made it kind of stop there and smell around, and he was able to get it then. And I was so glad when it came out, and it was Felton.
Oh, yeah, I was so glad that he dead.
And
he
then
gone.
Crystal's nasty ass.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, God. Okay, first of all, why did this skanky broad have to transform and she's naked? She don't look no better.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, but
they have to be naked when they transform.
Oh,
she is
the nastiest looking trashy girl.
Dang. And then, wait.
Talking about, I'm be mama kitty now.
No. I'm going to be Big Mama Kitty.
Yeah, Big Mama Kitty.
Big
now,
Mama Kitty
and everybody going
to
do what I say. Oh, hell no.
Oh, that cracked me up, though. I was laughing. It was supposed to be serious, but I cracked up on that.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, I was laughing, too. I thought, oh, Lord. And when Jason said...
And Jason is just, I wish I had never laid eyes on
her. And he said, you know, if I don't see you in the next 100 years, that would be too soon. Mm-hmm.
He should have just stabbed her.
Yeah. But he
wasn't. She said, "Oh, you'll be back come full moon."
Ew, she is nasty. All of them fools is nasty, except that little Becky girl. I do feel sorry for her, though.
Yeah.
You know, and so we see Jason, you know, run through the woods.
Oh, he is torn up.
He is torn. First of all, he's all scratched up and got wounds and everything.
Yep.
And then, of course, he's tired. Okay, we find out later that Sookie has been called. Well, never mind. Okay.
The Andy has been calling, but.
Calling him, yeah. So
anyway.
And I know they didn't feed him. They didn't show them giving him no food, nothing.
He was sick. He probably couldn't hold it down anyway because he had that fever. So it's probably been.
Weak.
Yeah, we don't know how long it's been at this point, but you assume it's been several days.
Right. And he is weak and everything, and he just finally, when he flops on the road, I thought, well, good, because somebody will find him.
I thought, the first thing I thought it was, fool, you half on the side of the road, somebody could hit you, run over your head.
I didn't think that. I thought, oh, good, somebody is going to find him. Because, you know, most people, they see something in the road like that, you know, they're going to swerve.
You know what? If I was driving down the dark road at night and I seen a person laying across the street, my ass ain't stopping.
Well, first of all, you don't live in no bon ton.
But
they used to go on around at night, you know, in them little country back roads
I'd
and stuff.
I'd be like, I'd drive and I'd say, 911, I saw somebody back about a mile back. they was in the middle of the road.
Well, but
I ain't stopping. I don't know if they alive or what.
Well, but see, Jessica, with her little vampire vision, she saw it was Jason because she said...
No, she said there's somebody out there. And then when they stopped...
No. You go back and look. She said, that's Jason.
No, she didn't say that. He did. She said, there's a person there. Stop, Hoyt. And then Hoyt came back, and when he backed up, then they realized it was Jason.
Yeah.
Now, you know, her immediately biting on her wrist to give him some blood, I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Why?
We don't need him addicted to no V.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's going to die from all them wounds and stuff. They got to do something.
That's true.
I mean, that boy was pretty nearly dead because he was bleeding out. We don't know how long he'd been walking in the woods. He's real weak.
Yeah.
And he's sick with that crap.
Panther fever or whatever.
Or whatever. And now that he's got some vampire blood, I bet he don't change they think he's going to change.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think he will, but that's just going to heal him. That's not going to do nothing.
Oh, okay.
To make him, you know.
Well, I thought.
Sookie's had a lot of vampire blood, and she's not a vampire. It doesn't make you a vampire.
No. I didn't say it would make him a vampire. I said that it would probably stop the process. He ain't all the way through the process.
I don't think so. I think it's just going to help his body to heal. Mm. But that scene where he's looking up at Jessica and he's got kind of this dreamy look on his face, I'm thinking, uh-oh. She's going to be like his angel of mercy.
But she's saving him, though.
Yeah, but you know, that's something he don't want to have. I mean, you know, we don't need him and Hoyt fighting over Jessica.
Well, I don't think it's going to come to that, but.
No, he should be off of women for a while.
Yeah, he should.
So that was, I liked it because we didn't have to see as much of Nasty as Hotshot as we normally
that
have.
That is true.
So I liked it.
And now that he's done escaped and his friends have found him, hopefully we won't see no Hotshot at all. For at least a couple episodes. Yeah. Give us a break, you know. Hell.
I'm sure we see it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who you want to go to now?
I don't care.
Let's go to Bill.
Okay.
I love this part of... I liked it because...
Why?
I liked the way they... Well, first of all, I liked how Nan Flanagan was telling him, what the hell was you doing sending Eric off to that coven? You know better, and now you got to clean this shit up, and I don't want anybody dying over it, so you better figure it out. And my favorite part of that little scene with him and her was when she was done fussing with him. She's like, okay, so how'd the execution go? He's like, oh, fine, yeah, it was nice. That, to me, was just kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then him going over to Portia's grandmama's house, or apparently their house, and meeting the grandmama, Caroline, I like her. I don't know her name.
Catherine Hellman.
But I love that actress.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even know she was still around, but she's the perfect actor for that part.
Yeah.
You know.
I liked her.
An old lady grandma that's real bougie, because she real bougie.
But you know what? She was only bougie, really, to Andy.
Yeah, she really was.
She did not like Andy.
I mean, Andy.
Like, by the end of that, I was thinking, okay.
She don't like
hates Andy's ass. Because Portia, she was fine with.
Uh-huh.
But Andy, she's like, oh, no. I want a Red Bull. No, you ain't getting no Red Bull. Get him some ice tea.
She said, oh, no, that's vulgar. He'll have sweet tea.
And I'm thinking, what is vulgar about Red Bull? So how was your day, Andy? Well, I did. Oh, we don't talk about that shit in the
park. He said, I got that flasher over in Glenville. Well, you know, that's what Andy did. He's a sheriff.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with Bill, though. I mean, that's what Andy does. He can't just sit there and make polite chit-chat. And,
I know.
And you ask him, what'd you do today? He did police work. So I did feel kind of, I didn't feel sorry for Andy, but I did feel some sympathy for him, you know, because, and plus we know he wanted to hurry up and leave so he could go get that B. That's what he wanted
to do. But she was riding Andy.
She was.
It was funny, I thought. And then when we get to talking about the ancestors, and I was like, okay, this is interesting. This is getting where I want to get to.
Well, you had already told me, I think,
two episodes ago.
About the book, and they were supposed to be related.
But you know what? I
stuff.
Honestly thought, well, maybe they're just not gonna have that.
But the way they
the
did
story.
It was good, though.
The way they did it, I liked. Because as soon as he was reading it and read the name, he's like, oh, and the grandma was like, okay.
Well, you know what? I thought that scene was going to go there simply because when Portia was saying, well, you know, she likes to make a grand entrance and stuff, and she introduced them. Her name was Caroline.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a relative down the line.
But it was kind of strange the way she worded it, like, you can't. And he says, oh, no, I'm not. And she's like, yeah, but... He's like, I didn't know. And she says, I believe you, but you can't. Mm-hmm. And just the way she worded that, I was thinking, okay, are they talking about something else than what I'm thinking they're talking about? Because I'm thinking she's talking about you can't be around Portia or sleep with her.
Right.
Do whatever. Right. But the way she said it was just a little bit more forceful than that. So that was kind of strange.
She knew that Portia considered Bill her gentleman caller.
Right.
See, and because that's his great, 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 great granddaughter.
I know. But they done already did it. So.
Yeah, well, hey, but you know what?
They done already did it.
Yeah, that's true, but hey.
So it's too late.
At least he had some finesse or class and say, oh, no, I got to leave. And she talking about, what? I'll go with you. Oh, no, we can never see each other again. He immediately, oh no, I got to go. I see you later.
That was funny.
And she talking about, oh, well, I'll come with you. We can talk about it over drinks. Oh no, we can never see each other again.
But I was like, damn, Bill.
He he was upset.
Well, I get it, but he was a tad abrupt with it, though.
Well,
he was like, no, you ain't coming, and you can't ever come, and we ain't going to ever be able to hang out.
And you know what? Whoever wrote that, whoever wrote her, excuse me, dialogue when she came out the house, that was stupid.
No, it wasn't. I liked it.
I am an attorney. I'm a terrier. She could at least said I'm a pit bull or something.
No. She's trying to say a terrier don't ever give up.
No, I know.
Little and they going to give up. But that was funny.
That was a little funny. Uh-huh.
And then it seemed like, okay, now that he's not jacking with Portia, he's like immediately right on back to business.
Yeah.
Because he was immediately over at Sookie's house trying to find Eric.
Yeah.
Asking her how she is.
Yeah.
Before he ain't even concerned about how she was.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, you turd.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think made him stop from going in the house?
What made him stop?
I mean, she was protesting and all that shit, but right. He was about to step back in the house.
Well, I think what made him stop is because the words that she said probably just finally
sunk in
because he really wasn't paying attention to her. He was just moving her and going to go in. But what she said was exactly true. He's the one that did all the lying and stuff.
Yep.
And that's the first time she's ever lied to him.
Yep.
First time. And I think it was also just the look on her face, because when he turned back around, you see the look on her face?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the look on her face was kind of sad.
Because Eric could hear them talking, but I don't think he could feel Eric down there, I guess.
No, because they're not connected.
Yeah, see, so.
They're not connected.
You know, but I think, Bill, I think the words just really sunk in at that moment.
Yeah.
And then he thought, yeah. She did have a plausible explanation. She says, I don't care what it says on paper, it's still my house.
Right.
And you know, it is. All my shit's there. Yeah, so it was updated and stuff, but hey, it's still my house.
And she was like, I don't want people in here. And he's like, it's just going to be me. She's like, I still don't. But when she ran in front of the door, I was thinking, oh shit, that's so obvious. And the way her face was kind of looking scared, but she played it off.
She did play it off a little bit, so. But yeah, Bill Compton is just on my last nerve.
You know? But I still like him. I mean, I like him as a character. I don't like him for Sookie, but I still, when they have scenes with him, I still like those scenes, and I like his looks.
He's shady.
Not just, I don't mean his physical looks, but like, I like the way he talks. And then when he's trying to hide some shit, he gives those sideways glances.
But you know what? When you watch him, though, almost everyone he interacts with, he does that.
He does.
He's always scheming.
I mean, he wasn't scheming with, what's her name? The grandma and Portia.
No.
But when he when he found out, he was like, oh, okay.
Well, she was leaving anyway. Because she said, oh, you know.
I don't think he does it to everyone, but when he does do it, it just fascinates me because his face changes, I just like it. So,
I just don't want him to get anybody, you know.
Yeah.
That we like, so. But yeah, you know, that was a good scene, though, with him and Caroline and Portia.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny.
Okay, so then while we're on Sookie, let's go on with Sookie.
All right.
And then. So we start out with Eric being drunk, basically, from drinking
off of that fairy.
And
let's talk about the fairy for just a minute. You know, I don't think that was Claudine. I think it was one of them other fairies that probably disguised themselves like her and... because she was just so adamant about, you have to come with me, if you recall, and wasn't really telling Sookie anything, like, why, and what's the portal. So I got to thinking about it, and I thought, maybe that wasn't even Claudine, like the real Claudine.
I think it was the real Claudine, because I don't know if fairies can do that.
Well, see, I don't know either, so.
I don't know if they can, but.
Okay.
I think it was the real Claudine, and it was kind of an abrupt ending to her.
It was. I mean, just drain her.
I mean, she turned.
Okay, so Eric's all drunk.
He all drunk and playful. And
that, you know what, though? I have to say, though, I did enjoy that scene with Sookie, because when she realized that Eric was drunk, just her face, it was so funny. She said, you're drunk.
And then when he was playing hide and seek or running off and coming back. And
pinching her butt and stuff.
That was cute.
So in the morning, we see that she has done went and called Alcide.
Hell yeah.
Oh, please. She need to quit. Anyway, she done called Alcide so he could come over with his little wolf cell and track Eric.
When he was taking his shirt off and then he started taking off his pants, I was like, oh, shit. I think I'm going to really let him take his pants off. I was like, go.
Sister Kay.
It was, I was like, hey, come on now. But then he morphed into the dog. And then when they got down to the lake and
Eric. A wolf, not a dog. Yeah, sorry. A wolf.
A wolf. And when they went down, got down to the lake and saw Eric, and he got come out the pool or the lake almost half naked. I was like, hey, now. Two of them.
That was really cute, though, with him playing in the water and Sookie saying, there's big old gators in there. You better get on out. And he's just, I'll kill the sea monsters, you know, or something like that. That was really cute until he started burning. He started sizzling. So now we know that even if you drain one of them damn fairies, you don't last very long.
Well, shit, he lasted hours. It was nighttime when he got her.
Well, now that's true.
And it was daytime. We don't know how long much time in the day had
passed. Now that is a good point. That
so
is a good point.
So it lasted quite a while.
Yeah, that's
a good
point.
He was having a good old time.
Mm-hmm. And when, and I wasn't quite sure why, why Alcide morphed back into himself.
I don't know. I think he was, I don't know.
And then, of course, you know,
Eric gets his fangs out
because, you know, it's a werewolf or a wolf. And
I think it's because it's a man next to Sookie. He didn't growl when he saw the wolf.
Yeah.
And he only growled when he saw the man.
Yeah, because he said something like, leave her alone or something. And Alcide said, she wants me here. And then Sookie said,
y'all need to come on there.
No, she said, okay, Alcide is our friend. You know, she tried to tell him, okay, this is okay. He's our friend, you know.
That was cute because Alcide was growling and Eric had his little fangs out.
And she said, put your fangs away and quit making that noise to Alcide because he was going,
Murr. Yeah, that was cute.
Oh, that was funny. And then when she went out and waded in that water to get him, that was really touching too.
Yeah, because when he starts sizzling, he's like, oh, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, your ass is burning up.
Mm-hmm. That was cute too.
And then he didn't want to go. He's like, I don't want to go. Come on, run now. We'll be right behind you.
Yeah. And then
that was cute.
That was cute too.
And then she had to walk him down again into his little hole, cubby hole.
In his cubby.
And he's all depressed, and
that was so cute, though. That was
cute.
She's
like, stay with me, and she's like, no, I got human things to do, which I thought was a good line.
Mm-hmm.
And Alcide listening in, like, what
that
the
was
fuck
good.
Is going on? Now, I was surprised when they were chasing or running after Eric that she was telling Alcide the whole story about him drinking a fairy, and that's why he's out in the daylight.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't.
Huh.
No, I mean, because the only people she doesn't tell that to is people that don't know that those beings exist.
That's true.
Alcide already knows she's a fairy.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, really, you know.
I don't know if he knows she's a fairy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yes, he does.
The light. That's
and
right.
So, okay. So he is a werewolf.
Yeah, and he knows.
He shifts into a wolf. He knows there are shifters because he knows about Sam. You know,
Yeah,
there's vampire stuff. Why wouldn't she tell him?
That's true.
I mean, because he knows all
I
that stuff.
Like a lot of people are starting to know all this crap.
Well, a lot of them do in that little bitty town.
So anyway, so Alcide, you know, and her fussing, and I like the line when he's talking about, you got Eric in your house? This is not going to do. She's like, oh, and you got Debbie Pelt in your house?
Mm-hmm.
A thing, what'd she say, a V addict, a drug addict, and a would-be murderer.
She said attempted murderer.
And I ain't judging you.
Mm-hmm. That was a good line, though. That was a good line.
That was good.
Uh-huh. That was good because, I mean, it's true.
It's true.
So he had to back it up and say, well, yeah, okay.
He's like, well, sorry, yeah. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Cookie.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that part was good, too. But later on, though, when it gets toward night and Eric is still real depressed and he's laying on his side and stuff and she's trying to cheer him up.
Yeah.
And he's talking about, I'll never, you know, be in the sunlight again. And she's talking about, there's the moon and the stars. When he said, I'm not a child, I was dying laughing. I just wanted to crack up. I thought, this is too cute. He's just so sad.
And, you know, when she said, well, the real Eric would have done da-da-da, he's like, I am real.
I know.
That was cute.
Just like a kid. Mm-hmm. Just like a kid.
But I like part of the real Eric you could see come out because then he said, well, if you give me a kiss, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
I'll promise you I'll be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because she had said, I wish I knew what to say to make you happy,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make you feel better. And that's when he said that. And he was just about to kiss her, I think, and then he sensed Bill. He said, somebody's at your door.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was leaning in, too, so hey.
Yeah, she was. Uh-huh. So, you know. But, yeah, Eric is this
so cute.
He is just really, really cute, though. And I think, Sookie, you know, I think they're doing a good job of showing how she's getting, how she's softening up toward him.
Yeah.
Because he is helpless like a kid.
Yeah.
He is. He don't know nothing. He don't remember, you know, who he was or who other people are.
He's not as cocky, which makes her like him.
Yeah.
But she already liked him when he was cocky.
I think so,
and
too.
And being less cocky is only going to enhance that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the Mickens?
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. First of all, when Tommy went to see his mama,
mm-hmm.
and he kept trying to tell her, oh, I can't believe you left Jolie. Tell me all about it. Oh, we talk about it later.
Yeah.
I knew some stuff was up then.
Well, I'll say this.
You know,
when I first watched it, you know, I watched it a couple times,
mm-hmm.
and she said, well, yeah, I called Merlot to try to see who you were staying with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, why she got to call him?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because she was looking for his ass.
Right, right. And then when he did say, oh, you finally left him, and she's like, oh, yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's just a look mm-hmm. on her face, because she didn't really respond mm-hmm. to that, like,
She and Tommy in that whole scene, they had some good lines.
They did.
She said, when she hugged him and stuff and she spilled that one water, she said, oh, look what you made me did. You know, and she says, now I got to go back to the well. And Tommy says, oh, I stole a car. I drive you. I thought, damn, he done stole a car. He said, I stole a car. I drive you down there. Lord have mercy. And then when he was telling her I could read now.
That was sweet.
And she said, see, everybody used to say you were so dumb, but I told them that you wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was dying laughing.
And another really sweet scene or line to me was when he was talking to her about reading.
Yes.
And she said, you know, if we had a book, I'd make you read it to me.
I know.
And he says, you know, there's a trick to reading, too, if you don't know the word. And she's like, what? So that tells you she don't know how to read either.
No, she don't know how to read either.
And he said, all you do is you just sound out the letters, and sometimes it'll come to you. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, that is too sad.
Isn't that sad? And then she said, I'm so proud.
You're an educated man.
I said, oh, these people are. But you know what? Okay.
Now.
They are just as pitiful as the people in Hot Shop. But they ain't nasty like that.
Right. I was just going to say that.
I mean, even though Jolie's nasty with them dingy underwear and stuff, but they ain't
different.
Nasty like that.
It's a different. They're just poor and uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
They make Hot Shop poor, uneducated, inbred, nasty, and everything else. And I'm thinking, you don't have to go that far.
Yeah, you don't have to go that far.
We mm-hmm. get it.
But okay, so oh, God. This is awful.
I was sad for Tommy.
I felt so bad for Tommy.
I was like, what the fuck? When that chain came around his neck, I'm thinking he's gonna kill him.
He's gonna kill him probably.
No, he doesn't mean to kill him. He ain't gonna kill him.
Yeah.
But I thought he was trying to at first because I mean he was choking. That scene looked real to me.
Well, I didn't think he was trying to kill him. I just thought maybe he would kill him by accident or something. Because he was really pulling. He talking about, I'm not going to kill him. He's going to learn some loyalty. You nasty, nasty thing.
He said, that's your last free breath. Uh-huh. So they're going to keep his little butt chained
up. And he's looking at his mama. And she's talking about, we missed you. We can't make it without you.
He lied to me. And she's we missed you. Well, and that scene, too, before that. I forgot my other favorite line
had
was when she was talking. He said, well, I see them new scars around your throat. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah. It was a little, a little Rottweiler.
She said a Roddy puppy.
A Roddy puppy.
She said, I thought I was going to go in there and just, deal with him. And he had me in 2 seconds.
When she said that little fucking puppy, in 2 seconds.
That's what she said. Oh, it was hilarious.
But then
yeah.
You heard Jolie say, them scars on your mama's neck is because of you, because you left us out here defenseless. Mm-hmm. And so it should have been you.
And see, the thing that gets me is he can't shift on nothing. He's just using them.
Exactly. And that's what Tommy was saying. Dang. I'd like to throw him in there.
Yeah.
And see how he does.
Because he don't do shit. Mm-mm. But just take the money and then drink it up, probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I felt really bad for Tommy.
I did too.
I felt so bad.
He was so happy to see her.
He was so happy.
She looked so happy to see him, mm-hmm. and he knew it wasn't good. It was too good to be
and
true.
She was faking all the time, I guess.
Faking it.
Yeah. Knowing good and damn well that Jolie was going to spring out.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she
knew
that.
And get him.
Yep, she knew.
And capture him, so he couldn't get away.
Yep.
That's wrong. And then when Tommy said, oh, Sam shot me in the leg. She says, I knew I did the right thing giving that child away.
Yep.
I thought to myself, you trashy ass. Oh, that made me mad. That made me so mad. But anyway.
Well, at the time, I think last season that when they first introduced them, it was because Jolie was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then she ended up getting pregnant with, I don't know.
Well, but whatever.
Whatever she gave
anyway,
him up.
But that is just pure meanness, though.
Mean.
Pure meanness. Knowing that Jolie was waiting to pounce on him. And,
yep.
And that's your son.
Yeah.
People
do that every day, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Different situations where they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to talk about Sam and Luna?
Yeah.
And Emma?
That was cute. Okay, now. This is what I got to thinking. Okay. We got evil baby Mikey and a little shifter baby girl. Because she's a shifter.
Well, but that don't mean she's evil.
No. I didn't say she was evil. But I'm just real surprised that they're showing that they're including children into all this. Which I like, though.
I like it. The only thing about that scene I didn't like is, okay, he shows up at the house. She's acting all squirrely.
Mm-hmm.
He finds out it's because she's got a little girl. And that little girl come out like she running things.
Didn't she, though?
Can he play Barbies with me?
Yeah.
And Sam's like, oh, sure, can I? And I would have been like, hell no. You grown-ass man, you ain't playing Barbies with my daughter. What the hell? I thought that was odd. But,
I didn't think so.
Then she didn't want to go to bed. And she's talking about, well, you can, after you get done getting ready for bed, you can come out and say goodbye to Sam. She's like, oh, I know I will. Mm-hmm, I'll tell him. Stay, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Like she runs shit.
Okay, I didn't take it like that. I took it like because of her conversation with Sam later, where she was talking about, her daddy's a werewolf and daddy's real jealous and stuff, and he just loves Emma. The little baby's name is Emma.
Yeah.
He just loves her. And I took it like even then when she asked Sam, asked her mother, can he play with me? I took it like she immediately looked at him like a daddy figure because daddy don't come around too often. Now, daddy watches them maybe, but he don't come around too often. That's what she had said. He visits her sometimes, and that's the way I took it. I took it like that's why she latched on to him because, she's a shifter baby. She already knows Sam's a shifter. She can smell him.
Well, and then did you see when she got on the couch, she immediately snuggled up to Sam?
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird.
So I didn't think so, because I took it like, because there are little children like that. They don't have a father in the home and stuff. Yeah. And they immediately glom on to mama's boyfriend. You know, baby kids, are you my daddy? every guy that you know, she would date and stuff, you know.
That's
so
awful. But she had she had 8 kids.
I know, but still. But that's the way I took that whole scene. She's a cute little girl, though.
She is cute.
She is really cute. And I thought it was really so cute what Sam said when she says, but I don't want to brush my teeth up. She said, you want a thousand little bugs running around in your mouth? And she going, ew. Okay, I'll go. Uh-huh. Because that's how little kids are.
Yeah.
You know, and then she went on to brush her little teeth and stuff and got her jammies on, which, you know, because let's face it, when you got little kids like, and she looked like she about 7 or 8, when you got little kids like that and you got company over, they going to want to show out.
That's how I took that.
All of a sudden, she doesn't want to go brush her teeth and get ready for bed. See, because, you know,
Mama ain't going to be beating my butt.
Mama had a friend over, so Mama wasn't going to be showing out, you know.
Honey, see, if that was in my house, they got beat in front of company.
Yeah. Hey, I'd reach and get them anyway.
I'm like, little sister, get them teeth brushed.
Yeah. I wouldn't even probably said
but
that much. That was too many
think
words.
Think that you're not going to do that.
Yeah, I would have said, what did I just say? And that would have been enough.
Be embarrassed in front of company.
Oh, yeah. You won't be embarrassed in front of company. Yeah, do that. But that's the way I took it. Because that whole scene, I was laughing. I thought, oh, yeah. See, she gonna talk back because company there.
Uh-huh.
See. And then Sam called herself being nice, saying, you know,
you don't want a
thousand little bugs in your mouth. And she going, okay, you know.
Funny.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I took it. But, you know, to me, her asking Sam, can he play Barbies with me, was appropriate because maybe that's what her dad does.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what her... I mean, she is a little girl, so, you know, maybe that's what her dad does. So I took her like she immediately glommed on to him because, you know, he's a male figure. She can already tell he's a shifter because they smell each other, you know. And it's mommy's friend, so he must be nice, yeah. You know. So... That's the way I took it.
That's funny.
And yeah, she was supposed to just be telling them night-night.
Right.
And mama gave her the remote control. Oh, hell no. No, she wouldn't be getting no remote control on the TV. She might have sat there snuggled up to Sam, but no, she wouldn't be getting no remote control.
You know, kids like remotes.
I know they do, but hey. But anyway, so, you know, that lets you know that they was settling down for an evening of kitty TV watching until she got sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, put her on to bed. But I thought that whole scene was really good.
Yeah, it was cute.
I really liked the beginning, too, because that is just like you would do. She was surprised that he came there only because of her ex-husband. See, that's the only reason she was looking around like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she knows he's jealous and stuff.
Yeah.
But Sam's reaction to me was perfect. Well, are you the only one that could be spontaneous? I mean, you know.
Is there a problem? Am I reading something wrong?
Yeah, man? Am I reading something wrong? Because she was acting funny.
She was acting real funny.
Real hinty. Mm-hmm. You know, looking
all
around.
Well, I knew somebody was in the house. I just didn't know it was a little girl.
Well, and we should have figured by the time she told him the little story and stuff, because when Sam, when she finally said, oh, yeah, come on in, and as Sam and the little Emma went in the house, she looking all around.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, Lord, who's she looking
for? Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Sam don't need no more trouble.
Oh, he don't need no more trouble.
And wait, we didn't talk about the scene when Maxine came in.
Maxine Fortenberry. Look at Tommy.
Sam, where is my boy? And he's like, well, I don't know where Hoyt is. I ain't seen him. She's like, I ain't talking about Hoyt.
He's dead to me.
I'm talking about your brother.
Now, this is the part. That whole scene was really good. Because she's fussing at Sam about not caring about Tommy, and she done said, Hoyt's dead to me.
Right, and that's what he, and I like that he brought that up. He says, well, I could say the same about you since
That's your blood.
Yeah, you descend on your blood now. Mm-hmm. But I really, first of all, I liked her hair.
Yeah. Oh, she keep that done up though, don't
she? It was cute. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. Mm-hmm. But when she was fussing and hollering and talking about you shot him, and he's like, oh, okay, come on.
He says, and he's all okay. And he was ushering her. Yeah.
But when she was fussing at him, and he's just looking at her, and mm-hmm. she's like, I am a lioness, and I will hurt you if you did something mm-hmm. to him, because we know that you like to shoot. And he mm-hmm. was just calm, and she kind of, and I was thinking the same thing when she said, why aren't you fighting back? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you saying nothing? He's like, look.
I don't have no qualms with you.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with mm-hmm. you. Tommy is real lucky.
Okay, now, I want to point out something. I wonder if... Anyway, okay.
What?
The thing that I noticed when Maxine came in and she was talking to Sam, you see them black people in there?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's some black people in there.
Really?
So I'm thinking, okay, so maybe Alan heard our... Heard maybe our last season or something. Yeah, there's some, and it's more than just one couple. There's some black people in Merlot.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, if there's some black people in Merlot. Y'all, go back and look at that scene.
You just need to put some black, Asian, or whatever.
There you go.
In the restaurant, they ain't got to talk.
And wait a minute, when Maxine comes waltzing in and is fussing at Sam, they even stop eating and is turned around.
Oh, see, I
looking
didn't
at him. Oh, yeah.
I was so
lazy
looking at her haircut.
Yeah, well, you go back and look at that scene, everybody,
I
y'all.
Will.
There's some black people in Merlot having some to eat. I said, woo, look at that. There's some black people in there.
Oh, you are too crazy.
Hey, so, you know. Okay.
Go back and watch.
Oh, yeah. You got to go back and watch that scene. When Maxine first comes in and, you know, before he ushers her out, when she's talking about, and he shot his boy, and she's, you know, talking to the people.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure was. I said, oh, good. Okay.
Okay. Now, the next group of people we need to talk about is Marnie, Tara Lafayette, Jesus.
Marnie is too tough. I'm liking Marnie.
Yes.
I'm liking Marnie because even though when she is possessed and she don't like really know stuff, she don't remember it anyway, but Marnie's not no slouch.
No.
You know, I mean, she will speak up and like she keeps telling her, well, look, we's just trying to practice our religion. He came in here.
Right.
So why y'all on me? But I felt kind of bad for her when she, especially when she was looking through all the books and she couldn't find nothing.
Yeah.
And she
and
was
Lafayette
getting so frustrated.
Was fussing. I mean,
I know,
he
was.
Like, you got to find something. Mm-hmm. You better call. She's like, well, you can't just make the spirits come to you. They're not like a pet.
Oh,
and he said,
I thought that was a
you
good
line. You
better
call the motherfucking goddess hotline and tell her to turn that spell the fuck around. I was rolling. I was like, I love it.
But see, that's because none of them
Lafayette,
know.
Right.
None of them know Eric can't remember none of them. He don't remember none of them.
Well, but they don't know. But be that as it may, Lafayette's the only one that has had experience with Eric, per se.
With
Tara
Eric,
has
yeah.
been traumatized by a vampire, too.
Right.
But ain't none of them been traumatized by Eric except for Lafayette. So he's particularly upset.
But Tara was in the house when Eric was there, and he didn't help her neither.
What I'm saying is...
In King Russell's house.
If it would have been... what's the one that was terrorizing Tara last?
Franklin.
If it would have been Franklin mm-hmm. that had come in there, Tara would have been just as upset as Lafayette.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
I
so
know.
Lafayette is even more head up because of that.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And so he's impatient. He's like, look, we got to get this chick back over to Pam. She done gave us 24 mm-hmm. hours. We got to come out.
Well, because Lafayette was trying to tell him, look, this is Eric Northman. He's 1,000 years old. He will torture you and everything. And then Tara sitting over the corner and rape you. And that's when Marnie looked at her and said,
let me see if I can find me something. Uh-huh.
And she went to looking in the book. But this is the part that cracked me up in that whole sequence. When Jesus is telling Marnie, okay, let's do something. And him and Marnie is sitting there. You know, holding hands.
Yeah,
trying to do a chant.
Yes,
wait. And Lafayette is standing in the background with his arms up like this going, hallelujah. And
but
I don't know what
saying,
the hell he was
but
saying.
It was like he was trying to praise Jesus.
Yeah,
but he
that's
was,
what it was.
He didn't know what to do.
I know.
So he's just like doing the praise Jesus thing.
I know.
And looking around like,
is.
And Terrence is standing like, what the hell?
What the hell are they doing?
That was so funny. I was gonna bring that up too.
Yeah, that
he was
is
like
so funny.
Standing around like, okay,
I know.
Oh, I
that
love
was so
that.
Funny.
They just do. These actors are just so damn good.
I know,
and
they
you know
are.
It's those are those little touches that they bring to it. It's not that
I'm
that's
sure.
written.
I'm sure. Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure because it was hilarious. And I thought, Lafayette, oh my Lord.
That was hilarious.
But then when that book fell, I was cracking up because I'm thinking, okay, look, look. Y'all are in the Goddess Emporium. Y'all trying to pray to this deity. And the book fell and everybody go, what?
Yeah,
still, you know. Anyway,
but still,
I thought that was good.
And then when they get out in the woods, and Marnie's like, "Okay, how am I supposed to do this without the vampire?"
Pam
and Pam was not playing. She's like, "I don't fucking care."
Well, first of all, I'm real upset that she jacked up my girl Pam because I love Pam. However, I must say, Pam should have shut the fuck up. She should have shut her mouth.
Pam,
she just kept arguing
talking, yes.
and talking. Just shut up.
Shut up.
And let them do their stuff.
Well, Pam was impatient, too, because she wants her maker back.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was seriously impatient.
Oh.
And, I mean, even when Marnie couldn't find her glasses and they were hanging on her
neck. Is she retarded? Are you fucking retarded?
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, I was.
And Tara's like, shut the fuck up. And she's like, quit saying fuck.
I know.
So
I can't talk
the train.
But you know what? She was so, Marnie was getting so flustered.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And
but it wasn't until, what's her name, Pam,
got up in her face.
And she was like, oh, okay. That little spirit took over.
Yeah.
It was like,
and she went,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. She put the spell on her.
With a root on Pam.
She put the.
If your face was getting burned up, why would you stick your fingers in it?
First of all, peel off pieces
of your skin.
Her face isn't burned up. It's rotting.
I don't care. Whatever. If your face was rotting up.
Because.
Why would you stick your fingers in it?
It's just like anything else. If you felt something on your
face.
If you felt something on your cheeks, what would you do? You would go like this. And when she went like that to rub, it's just all oozing in there because it's coming off. She didn't know it was coming off until she did that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awful.
It was nasty.
And so, of course, Pam is shocked because, you know, she takes pride in her appearance.
Yeah.
And she looks sharp as
she
a deck all the time. So she, with her little vampire speed, she left. And that little demon laughing.
I know.
That little demon is laughing. So, of course, you know, it makes it look like Marnie's laughing. Lafayette and Jesus and Tara, they all looking horrified like, what the hell?
What the hell
just happened?
Kicked off in our house.
Yeah, you know, so that's where that scene was left.
But then she passes out.
Yeah, because she always does. I mean, when that little spirit takes over her body and after that spirit is done, then that's what happens.
Yeah, and then at the very beginning, we saw her dreaming about the spirit.
Right, the beginning of her little sequence.
Yeah,
and so we know who that spirit is. See, because they was burning her.
Yep.
And she was telling them. And if you notice, Marnie, in her dream, she was repeating the words that the woman was saying.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually, they were in sequence because she's trying to teach her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. But yeah, because she won. And I thought that, speaking of that though, I thought that whole scene was so well done. Because here she is back in whatever time period that was, and she's watching them getting ready to burn her to the stake. And she's running around trying to tell people, no, you can't burn her. And of course, nobody can hear her. So
right.
She's like the spirit there. You see,
yeah.
It sounds like a ghost or something. I thought that was well done. I thought it was very well done. Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right.
Is that all our little characters?
That's it.
What about Jessica and Oi?
Well, we only saw them pick Jason up.
That's true, though.
And then the only other characters was Arlene, Terry, and the baby.
Oh, that baby's so cute.
He is cute.
That's so cute, but...
Now, do you think it's actually the baby?
Okay.
They're making it look like it's the baby, but
I don't think it's the baby.
I don't know if it's the baby. I mean, I think it's probably Renee's spirit in the baby is what I'm thinking, but it's not really Mikey, the baby.
It's not. I don't think the baby's evil at all. I don't think a lot of people are saying that. That maybe
I think he's possessed.
He's yeah. Maybe he's possessed by Renee's spirit.
Right.
But then some people are saying that maybe it's just Renee's spirit that's doing these things.
Right, right.
See, period. And it has nothing to do with the baby. But this was my issue with that whole scene. I realize that Terry and Arlene are upset because they say the baby not yours on the wall. But the goddamn baby is eating a magic marker. Get that thing away from that baby. Damn, that's a magic marker and he got it all in his little baby mouth.
Aww.
Oh, no. I would have snatched that first. You know, I'd have been worried about the baby first.
No, because she's freaked out by that baby.
Yeah, she is. She kind of freaked out. But it's a cutest little baby.
Have you noticed that she is never holding him? It's always Terry. She's never holding the baby.
Well, here lately, but yeah.
What do you mean lately? This is the only time we've seen the baby this season. Because she was pregnant last season. You've never seen her, so far this season, holding the baby.
She was holding the baby when she came home and he tore all them Barbie doll heads off.
Yeah, she picked his little butt up to talk to him about killing dolls. But that was it. Every other time, it's Terry holding him.
Well, I think it's because...
She's scared of it.
Well, I think it's because he's a little boy baby and Terry is just so...
Bonding with him.
Because at the beginning of that scene, Terry is holding the baby. Arlene is asleep on the couch with the other two kids.
Cody and Lisa.
Yeah. And they're sleeping in front of the TV. And he's talking to the little Mikey saying, I'm going to teach you how to go hunting and fishing and all the stuff. And then the dryer sounds. He says, and take clothes out the dryer. So he puts the baby down. Now, that baby wasn't nowhere near the magic markers. The magic markers was on the table near the mother two kids.
Well, but he got to him. Somebody got to him.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yeah. We're going to have to find out what's up with little baby Mikey. He is a cute little baby, though.
He's very cute. Mm-hmm. Very cute.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we have had a lot of great feedback this week. So
we have.
Let's get started on the feedback.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, our first email is from Myron.
Hey, Myron.
And he says, hello, sisters. 5 stars to the penultimate True Blood podcast extraordinaire. It's good to hear your voices again this season 4 of True Blood. I hope you are both doing well. For the purpose of my next comment, my name will be TB fan number 3. True Blood fan number 3. First of all, Sister J, stop your loud-ass interruptions to Sister K. Mind your manners and stop all that goddamn cussing that you do before your iTunes ratings go to hell in a handbasket. I believe I have earned my straps to read, Sister J. So True Blood fan number 2 can take a long walk on a short pier.
That's the truth.
Tara looks so good. Sam has good taste. That Luna chick is fine, but y'all know how Alan Ball likes to kill eye candy, so I think her days are numbered.
Maybe not, though. Maybe not.
I'm not sure about the chocolate vanilla swirl, but Mr. Ball might lead some to believe that being gay is a choice. I don't agree with that. I know that Tara hasn't had the best track record with men, or should I say a man, eggs. Franklin was a fang rapist and kidnapper killer, so he doesn't count, in my opinion. But a person does not decide to be with the same gender due to a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on Jessica for glamoring Hoyt. If she keeps that shit up, he will be as dumb as that screaming chick that works
at Ginger. Oh, yeah. Ginger.
Yes. Where in the hell is Ruby Jean and Letty Mae?
Uh-huh.
If the Mickens are going to be brought back, we can at least get characters back that we care about. Remember Sookie's... Remember Sister's annoying-ass Sookie... was only gone for a couple of hours, unlike everyone else who has lived an entire year and have grown from their experiences. We are just going to have to put up with her ass and hope that the other characters will distract us from her foolishness.
That's true. That's true.
And then Myron sent another email later in the week, I think about the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
He says, first of all, Sister K, what are you doing monitoring who is entering and exiting bathroom stalls in the workplace?
You don't never eat food coworkers bring to work on principle, unless it is family. And then you got to be careful about some of them too.
That's a trap. That's the truth.
He says, all right, Sam, Luna done told your ass that her baby daddy is a jealous. If I can't have you, nobody will have your ass werewolf.
Uh-huh.
What more do you need to know? I know she is fine as hell, but run now. But of course, we know he isn't, right, sisters?
He ain't gonna be running. Nope.
There is nothing more that spells love like when a black woman pulls a gun on your enemy. Come back home, Tara. I will be glad when Eric gets his memory back. Mr. Skarsgård is doing an awesome job this season playing innocent, wide-eyed, endearing killer vampire. Do y'all think he knows the witch that put the spell on him? I think so.
Yes.
I really think so.
I think he knows her.
Yes.
He knows her name and he knows
because
her.
Because he says, I was there at the Spanish Inquisition to Bill. Uh-huh. And during Marnie's dream, that was in Spain.
Yep.
And they were burning her up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To put things into perspective about innocent Eric, he has bought Sookie's house so he can have a non-consensual visitation with her. He attacked Tara, he chomped on Marnie the Witch, and he killed Sookie's fairy godmother. Shouldn't he meet the true death for that?
No!
Given Russell's display last season and the way the AVL is attempting to launch a major PR offensive to make up for that monumental setback for vampire equality, I would think Eric would become a casualty of the AVL's agenda. What you bet, Sister J?
I hope not. But I think more than the AVL, I think Bill's going to try to do him in. That's what I'm thinking. Because Bill is, you know, jealous of him, so.
I hope not. Unlike Sister J, I have read the book, so I understand why Eric should not wait for any invitations from Sookie to enter her house this season. Wink and a smile to you, Sister J. I figured with just 7 episodes left, I would get in a read right quick. Enjoy listening to y'all sisters every week. Take care, Myron.
Well, thank you, Myron, for that email. And I sure hope that Eric is not taken care of, so to speak. I hope he is not going to be a casualty of this season. Because, I mean, I can't stand just to watch Bill and Sookie.
Oh, no, that won't happen.
Yeah, I just, no. Then I'm going to have to be out.
No.
If that ever happens, so. But thank you for that
they
email.
They won't have Eric meet the true death because, first of all, they don't even know. First, the fairy died and she poofed in the air.
Mm-hmm.
He only bit Marnie the witch, but he didn't kill her.
Right.
You know, and nobody filmed it. So that's not going to...
Nobody filmed it.
And then Bill's the one that sent his ass there in the first place.
Yeah.
So he's going to try to cover that shit up anyhow.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're not going to do that unless something gets a lot worse.
Okay.
But thank you, Myron.
Yep, thank you.
One of our originals. Okay, our next email is from Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey, sisters, a.k.a. the best True Blood podcast there is.
Thank you.
A few thoughts on episode 4. Wow, Crystal is just totally batshit crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sam and Luna hooking up is interesting. What do you think of him pursuing her?
Mm-hmm.
Eric is cracking me up, but I think I'm ready for normal Eric to come back already. What do you think? Loving this season and your recent podcast. Thanks for your amazing work, Mikey.
Thank you, Mikey, for that email. And, you know, I do like Luna and Sam together. I think, of course, you know, her werewolf boyfriend, of course, is going to be entering the picture. That's what the setup for that. So Sam going to have to do some battling there. And hopefully, you know, they'll all make it through. I really kind of like the Eric with no memories and stuff. But I do hope that at some point, at least halfway through, that they break the spell or something. You know, because I want him, yeah, I kind of want the old Eric back, or at least a little bit.
I like this Eric.
Yeah, I like this Eric, too.
I want to see more of it, and then have little pieces of his old self, like we saw this time, sneak back in there.
Well, by the previews, I don't think we're going to see more of it, no.
Yeah.
Because Bill's just too jealous for that.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
But... Crystal is batshit crazy.
Oh, she's just nasty.
And I kind of like Sam pursuing Luna.
I do
feel
too.
Like, though, it's a little well, I don't want to say quick, but I think Sam kind of falls hard and fast.
Well, sure.
And so that's probably going to bite him at some point.
Yeah, but we don't know how long he's been with that group.
That's true.
I mean, you know, Sookie was gone a year and a half.
Yeah.
Jason said a year and a half. No, he said a year.
12 and a half months.
Right. That's a year and a half.
No, it's 12 months and a half.
Oh, I see. Like almost 13 months.
Yeah,
okay.
Almost 13 months.
But anyway, so we don't know how long. We know that at the beginning of that time period is when he shot Tommy.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't know how long he's been with that group, so he may have known her for a long time.
He's probably known her for a good 6 months.
Yeah. And that's fine.
So, yeah.
I think it's good that he's pursuing her. Mm-hmm. I like her, too. She's very pretty.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mikey.
Yep. Thank you for that email.
Okay. Our next email is from Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
She says, hello, sisters. First of all, your workplace bathroom discussion had me choking up my dinner. Literally. My mistake. I should never listen while stuffing my face.
No. Don't eat food.
Where do I begin with episode 4? Let's see. I'll get the crap out of the way first. So glad Jason is free and Felton is dead.
Yes.
Jason, however, should have run that stake right through that skanky crystal while he had the chance.
That's what you said.
But I'm glad we weren't subjected to that child raping Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That would have been awful.
Awful.
And I wish he would have staked her ass, too. But he only going to do it when somebody's trying to attack him. He's not going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Mr. Ball, stop making me feel sorry for Tommy Mickens. Yes, the Mickens are quite possibly the worst parents ever, and that chain wrapped around Tommy's throat was even worse to me than Jason's hotshot nightmare.
I know.
But why was so much time spent on that? And did we really need to a scene with Maxine looking for Tommy and Sam developing a relationship with that annoyingly precocious child? Too much time wasted this episode, in my opinion.
Sarah! I don't agree.
I thought
she was a cute little kid.
She was cute, but
Emma.
But I thought she was trying to run things, though.
Oh, see, I didn't take it that way at all.
And I didn't like the story about Tommy, but I liked the character of Tommy, and I really felt bad for him.
I felt so bad for him. And actually, I don't think that scene was wasted or too long because it was setting up. He got there in the daytime. They had spent all day together. She was talking to him and everything, knowing that her ass was lying.
Right.
And that Jolie was going to be jumping out with a chain.
Yeah.
See, to me, that's why that scene is so good because you know, it's nighttime. They got a fire going and everything when Jolie shows back up.
Yeah.
See? And then she talking about, you know, I'm sorry, I had to.
We can't make it without you. Yeah, B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, she goes on to say, what I loved, I wanted the entire hour to be Eric and Sookie. For the first time since season 2, I loved Sookie for an entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
I love her despite her fear of water, going in to cover him and get him out of there.
Mm-hmm.
She was very nurturing to him and listened when he spoke. Thank you, Sookie. I even enjoyed the way she described badass MF for Eric. I have decided I can forgive her for rubbing up against Alcide and those 2 seconds of the longing look she gave Bill on the porch.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bill, she lied to him and I loved it.
Yeah, I did too.
Eric in the water. Oh, Lord, who do I have to pay to be underneath that water with some goggles on?
No, she did.
Go ahead, Sarah. I'm with you, girl.
Ogling my future husband, huh?
And he broke my heart back in the cubby when he explained that he would never feel the sun on his skin again.
I know.
Or see the daylight in Sookie's hair.
I know.
Sisters, I had a lump in my throat. When she found him curled up on the bed, all I could think was he just needed a good back rub and some words of encouragement. Sarah, you are too funny.
Oh, that's good.
But I agree with you, girl.
Oh, that's good, Sarah.
Bill, get the fuck off Sookie's porch.
Yeah.
He thinks he can just walk right in and search after all he's done. Mm-hmm. I really hope that Bill gets what's coming to him.
I do too.
Forget about Marnie and the witches. Bill is the villain this season. Mm-hmm. Sisters, thanks for the hilarious insight as always, Sarah.
Oh, thank you for that funny, funny, funny email, Sarah.
That was good, Sarah. And
yeah, Eric looks so good in that water. But you know what, Sarah? That was an excellent email because I had forgotten all about Sookie's fear of water. So that was really something for her to go in that water and wrap that blanket around
all
him.
Up in the water.
Well, but she waded in that water, though.
Yeah.
She did. So I thought, yeah, that's a very good observation. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Our next email is from Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
I'm Alive and on Fire was the best episode of season four so far, in my honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Naked Eric, Alcide, and Jason. Not all together, but I can get behind that idea. Hello. Eric's daytime swim and his sadness after he loses the sun. Bill finding out he was boinking his great-great-great-great-granddaughter. that's Bill's, what do you call it?
What?
That's Bill's revenge, or the revenge on Bill is that he found out he was screwing his
great-granddaughter. Yeah, but that ain't revenge enough,
though. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Pam getting her face messed up by the spirit of the witch. Mm-mm. Jason finally escaping Hotshot. I still hate what Ball has done to Hotshot.
Mm-hmm.
All the scenes with Lafayette and company. Great episode. Can't wait to hear what you think about it, Sabrina.
Oh, thank you, Sabrina, for that email. Yeah, we could do without Hotshot.
I
hope we do with him for a while.
Well, I don't think so, but hey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next email is from Sherry.
Okay.
She says, Sherry. Hi, sisters. Love the podcast. I'm a new listener this season and can't wait to go back and listen to the rest.
Mm.
I just have one question I've been wondering about and hope you can answer it for me.
Mm.
Why is it that people like Hoyt, Sookie, etc. can take blood and not have weird stuff happen and not get addicted?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else with one drop does. Do you think it was because it was used for healing with them? Maybe it's just like any other addiction. Some people can't have one drink of booze. It's just bothering me. Thanks for everything, especially the cackles. I laugh more at them sometimes than anything else. Sherry.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
Hold on. P.S. Just finishing the last podcast and wanted to add my two cents about the waiter at the restaurant with Bill. I think he was trying to flirt with Bill. He was offering up his neck for Bill to have a taste. Creepy.
Oh.
Sherry.
Oh, thank you, Sherry, for that email. And, you know, that's a good observation. I hadn't even thought of that.
I hadn't thought of that
but
either.
But maybe he was.
Yeah, maybe he was just giving him the side eye because he wanted Bill.
Yeah, it could be.
But onto your question about why Hoyt, Sookie, and them can have the vampire blood and not get addicted, which brings up a good point that I've never ever thought of, is that maybe they don't get addicted because she's right. They're healing.
Right.
And most of the properties of the blood are going towards healing them.
Yes.
And not towards making them high.
Right.
That's a very good point.
Where before Jason with Amy, they did it to get high.
Right.
See, and like Lafayette and Jesus, they did it to get high.
Right.
Because you remember when right after Lafayette was finally let out of that dungeon and everything, and Eric went to see him, excuse me, to have him sell the bee, and he gave Lafayette some of his blood.
Right, to heal his leg.
To heal his leg. Lafayette not only had healed his leg, but he was strong. He was doing them one-hand push-ups and all this stuff, you know. So because evidently the amount that he drank was more than he needed to heal his body. So, you know, gave him extra strength and stuff just for the time being.
That's true. So that's a good point. I just never had thought of that before.
But
that's great.
Right. But see, Andy's doing it because he's addicted.
Oh, yeah. He's an addictive person.
Yeah. He's addicted.
Very addicted.
That's a good one. That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our next email is from Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
She says, hey, sisters. Okay, I have to say right off the bat, how adorable was Eric in this episode?
I know.
He was like a big puppy, and you could see in Sookie's face that she is softening in her feelings towards him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn that Bill for interrupting their kiss.
Yeah, I know it. Damn.
Now we have to impatiently wait another week for what all Eric fans have been waiting and dying to see. Take care, sisters. The other Mrs. Northman, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn, for that email. And I know. I mean, because Sookie, like Sister Kate was saying, Sookie was leaning in too, see.
Honey, they was about to get out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Get out.
Yep.
Thank you, Marilyn. Okay, our next email is from Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
I love this episode. Sookie is slowly redeeming herself in my eyes when she protected Eric from Bill.
Yep.
Although I think Bill probably knows Eric is in the house, because when Bill stepped in, he could have smelled Eric's scent.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Eric in the episode. He was sweet, funny, silly. It almost makes me wish they would keep him this fun-loving. But that would not be fair to Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Hotshot needs to go. So not wanting to know about Mama Kitty and her cousin.
I know it. Dang.
Good for Becky for helping Jason escape. I hope nothing bad happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Jessica healing Jason was awesome. Loved Allseed. Not sure about Debbie yet. Could she be using Allseed and the whole I'm off V stuff to be a trick to earn Sookie's trust and then turn on her?
Could be.
I felt bad for Pam. I hope she heals quick. Poor Tommy. I feel bad for him. I can't stand Melinda Mickens and Jolie Mickens, and I hope Tommy can find a way to escape.
Yep.
Terry with the baby was cute, and I love the scene with Sam, Luna, and Emma. Sam is so sweet. Bye for now, Danielle.
Well, thank you, Danielle, for that email and your comments. And I agree, too. I like Sam, Luna, and the little Emma girl. I think they make a nice little scene. And I mean, I thought the little girl was really cute. She didn't bother me. I didn't think she was precocious or nothing. You know, but anyway. And as far as Pam, yeah, I don't think she's going to be healing too quick. Not until they can get that spell off of her.
She makes a good point. You think when Bill stepped in the house, he could have smelled Eric?
Well, see, that's what I was thinking, though.
That's a good point.
Or, you know, something.
Sensed him?
Yeah, or something, because Eric knew. Eric, the only reason I think Eric didn't know that it was Bill's, because he don't remember nobody.
Yeah, he didn't know.
See, so but yeah. I wondered that, too.
And then her comment about Allseed, which we didn't talk. We forgot about Debbie, the scene with Debbie and Allseed.
Mm-hmm.
And him coming home and her saying, did you shift today?
Yeah.
And then her that comment where she made, you were helping her chase a vampire in the daytime?
Yeah.
Now, since they're trying to be honest with each other, don't you think he's going to tell her what Sookie told him about drinking a fairy blood and... him being able to walk in the daylight.
He might.
See?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're going to be telling shit.
Hey, I don't know, but I do know Debbie is going to be turning.
Debbie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be turning. I mean, they getting along real good now and everything, but she knows that Alcide's obviously a pushover in that department. Yeah. Because, I mean, she treated him bad.
She did.
Calling him punk and everything else, you know, last year. So, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to be doing something.
Okay. Well, our next feedback we got was actually a voicemail. So let me play that now.
Okay. Who's it from?
It's from Nanny.
Oh, good.
Sister K and Sister J, you had me almost driving off the road with your podcast from 710, with your comment, if you know you have yourself a devil baby, you better treat that devil baby right. That needs to be on a T-shirt. Thank you so much for making me laugh out loud. The people driving next to me will think I'm insane. Nanine and Nane. Bye.
Okay, well, thank you, Nanine, for that voicemail. That was really great.
And yes, it was.
We're glad that you guys think that we're so funny, though. Don't want to make you drive off the road, though.
But, oh, no.
Yeah. I can't listen to us in the car, though, because, yeah,
you do laugh
a lot. I don't. Because if I get to laughing too much, yeah.
Okay, now, Nanine also wrote an email.
Okay, cool.
Nanine's one of our old-time commenters and listeners, so we haven't
old
heard from...
Old-time.
Well, not old-time, but...
Original.
Original, there you go. So we haven't heard from
her Nanine.
In a while. She says, about the iTunes review of one star, I love your cackle, Sister J. It's contagious. They are very loud and very rude. I laughed out loud. How in the hell are you watching True Blood when you are concerned about a few cuss words?
I know it. That's what we said.
I unfortunately sit in a cubby, and my coworkers must have thought I lost my mind. But when Sister K said, who in the hell doesn't like cussing? Say fuck once, once in a while and see how it feels rolling off your tongue. I lost it. And then Sister K commented, don't be jacking up our iTunes score anymore. I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard and trying not to cackle myself. I also have a loudmouth laugh that's been commented upon, so I know about the delicate sensibilities of others. I still laugh out loud, no matter what anyone else says.
That's right.
Okay, Nanine goes on to say, Marnie, what a great character and a great actress. Mm-hmm. She is pissed now that Eric tried to bite her, and now she is calling in the greater powers, a witch from the Spanish Inquisition. Mm-hmm. What she did to Pam, oh dear, the vampires are no longer the biggest power.
That's right.
Tommy, what a sad kid. Classic abused kid going back, even though he is treated poorly. And now I think Sam is going to get to kill his dad. That's his biological father, right? For those skinwalker powers Luna mentioned. If the writers are going to go down that path. Ooh, now let's hold up real quick right there. That's a good point. So that's instead true. Of him maybe killing Tommy, he could kill Daddy Mickens and still be the skin. I like that one better.
Okay, well.
She goes on to say, Sam, Tara, flirting, hot, hot, hot. They are so cute together.
I know, that was cute. Want
to share a tequila shot together? Jason, his rape has to be one of the most disturbing things I've seen in a while. And the contrast to what is being done to him with the sweet way he convinced the young girl to let him go with his description of a real date, it really showcases the difference between the animalistic hotshot residents and the civilized way Jason has of behaving.
Yeah.
He has been responsible in the past year, becoming a police officer, helping out the residents of Hotshot with food, his worry, and subsequent hanging out with his sister when she returned.
Yep.
Felton, finally dead. Now we just need the rest of that town to go. Every time I hear my brother, cousin, uncle, daddy, or uncle, brother, I wanted to scream, Hotshot needs to be destroyed.
Okay.
And Bill, should we make him an honorary Hotshot resident, sleeping with his granddaughter, girlfriend? He deserved that. Keep cackling, Nanine.
Oh, thank you, Nanine.
Thank you, Nanine. That was great.
Yeah, them hotshot people need to go.
They got to go. They're just too nasty.
But yeah. Now that we know that Portia is his great granddaughter, see, he belong in hotshot too.
Yes, he does.
But the comment I like the most is, I'm with you, Nanine. I am so sick and tired of hearing my daddy, uncle, my brother, cousin, and all that.
My husband, cousin.
Yeah, all that inbred shit. It got to go. Okay.
Okay, our next email is from Miss F.
Okay.
And it starts out, hello, sisters. I have been an avid listener of your podcast for the last couple of seasons of True Blood and have just now mustered up the courage to leave a comment.
Okay, cool.
I love the way y'all interact with each other and your general point of view on the show and its characters. Y'all keep it too real. Before I comment on this week's episode, I want to tell y'all I was laughing too hard when y'all went in on True Blood fan number 2 and their ridiculous 1-star rating a couple of weeks ago. I mean, who takes time out to be a hater? And how the hell are you watching True Blood and can't handle a few fucks?
I know! That's what I'm saying!
I also wanted to say that I disagree with y'all about Bill's motives for sending Eric to the Witch's Coven.
Okay.
Now, I am neither Team Bill or Eric. I am team good storyline. But I do think that Bill simply sent him as a show of power more so than putting Eric in harm's way. We got to remember that all the vamps think that they are the most powerful supes around, so neither Bill nor Eric would think that some Wiccans would do any real damage. Bill is trying to keep order in his area, and he cannot have his oldest, most powerful sheriff running around doing whatever the hell he wants. As much as I love Eric with his sexy self, you got to admit he is a shitty sheriff. Something stays popping off in his area, and he seldom seems to have any solutions,
yeah.
which you'd think he would have more experience solving these problems given his age.
Yeah.
Eric calls Pam lazy, but he seems to be lazy his damn self in matters other than fucking randoms and trying to get dumbass Sookie to be his.
Oh.
Anyway, here's my episode 4 rant. Hot Shot should have been called Hot Ass Mess. Because what that place is, I mean, just plain old trash.
Trash.
Poor Jason getting raped by all them she panthers was creepy as Luther screaming "Go, Ghost Daddy" in the doorway. I was too through.
I know it. That was so nasty.
So glad.
He talking about breed. Ghost Daddy breed. He was.
He was.
He said breed. Wait a minute. I had to put the words on because I said, what the hell is he?
I know. At first, I thought he was saying breathe.
Yeah, like, you know, take a breath.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about breathe. B-R-E-E-D.
Oh, no.
Nasty ass. Ooh.
So glad Jason got away, but he should have killed Crystal right after that Felton and be done with that trash. Speaking of incest, I was really shocked that they kept the whole granddaughter-granddaddy storyline between Portia and Bill. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you shouldn't be fucking old vampires you don't know anything about.
Oh, that's good. That's a good line.
They might be your kin.
Oh, no, that's a good line.
I was kind of hoping Bill would have just been a G and burst into Sookie's house. Bill.
A G. Oh, gangster.
Yeah. Bill, y'all ain't together no more. Do what you gotta do to survive. Rufus Bill is much more interesting than sacrifice my all for some gal I just met a few weeks ago, Bill.
Oh.
I'm all for being in love, but him and Sookie are just dumb together.
Oh, yeah. They dumb.
The whole witch's storyline is too good. I am interested to see the background between that witch that is possessing Marnie and Eric.
Yep.
I am curious if he had something to do with her getting burned at the stake.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm kind of sick of the vamps taking them so lightly, especially Pam and Nan.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, you know what they did to your maker, who is about 800 plus years older than you.
Yep.
And you still going to talk shit. I love you, Pam, but you deserve to get your face messed up. And Nan, you know that witches are capable of, and you're going to get mad at the king for investigating them. Ain't that his job?
Mm-hmm.
Alex's amnesiac drunk Eric is too cute. He is like a giant toddler when he is swimming in that gator-infested swamp, talking about, come play with me,
yeah.
and I will kill the sea monsters.
I know, that
I was
cute.
Laughing at this cuteness.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when he and Alcide were both naked and coming in, almost coming to blows, all I was thinking of how much I wouldn't mind being the meat inside that Viking werewolf sandwich. Delicious. Me too, girl.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Anyway, sorry about the link, but had a lot on my mind. Y'all keep up the good work, and I will keep on listening. Miss F.
Thank you, Miss F, for the wonderful, wonderful, funny comment.
That was funny.
That was hilarious. That's
but
a good one.
I agree with you.
I agree, too.
All right, our next email is from Jerry Lynn.
Hey, Jerry Lynn.
She says, I played the game SMK this week while watching our show. Number one, who would I screw? Eric? No explanation needed. Two, who would I marry? Alcide, the face and that chest, those abs, yum. Mm. Three, who would I kill? Nasty, evil, crazy Crystal. Just saying her name makes me want to spit. Alexander needs to win an Emmy for his role as Eric.
I think so, too.
The skipping around and high-speed running after he pinched Sookie's butt was the funniest thing I'd seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And his fun time swimming in the bayou was beautiful. My, my, my. Bill and Portia. Yuck. I almost felt sorry for Bill. I hope Tommy is dead because he served no purpose.
Oh. Aww.
Is that Amityville Horror we're watching, or is Arlene's baby really possessed? Can't wait to hear your refreshing take on the show, Jerry Lynn.
Thank you, Jerry Lynn, for that email. And, oh, I feel sorry for Tommy.
I do, too.
I mean, you know.
And, hey, I didn't know about the SMK game, but I'm going to be playing that. We need to have an SMK rant of the week every week.
Okay. Whatever.
Thank you, Jaylen. Mm-hmm. Our next email is from Robert.
Hey, Robert.
He says, hello, sisters. I have been listening to you for 2 True Blood seasons, and you two are the best. Fangs down.
Thank you.
I'm a brother living in Houston, Texas.
Woo-hoo!
And I wait by my computer in anticipation for your podcast to be published to iTunes. Last week when you were talking about Jesus not washing his hands after urinating, I almost ran off the road laughing. You are too funny. I'm sure Jesus pissing off the porch is a nod to HBO's miniseries King of Thrones.
Why?
Oh, you're Game of Thrones, where King Robert Baratheon pissed on a tree while eating.
That's true.
And Tyrion Lannister pissing off the wall. I agree. This pissing and not washing hands is just nasty.
Nasty.
You're right. I forgot about that in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Where he does. He goes and pees on a tree and then sits down and eats.
Yes, he does.
What's his name?
Yeah. Yeah, because we are big Game of Thrones fans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is nasty.
Yeah.
My sisters, regarding True Blood, I just want to say that I think we are underestimating Little Debbie's good girl transformation.
Yep.
I want to make a prediction that she is working behind the scenes for either Russell or for Bill. Ooh.
Oh.
Good idea. You know Debbie has not cleaned up that quick. You know Dirty Bill has his hand in everything, and it makes you wonder how we are going to get our Russell back. I could see Debbie being involved by digging him up or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, because he is the leader. Yeah. He is the leader of their pack.
Yes.
And he's
and
the
he
one
gives
who
them
supplies.
The blood.
Right.
Oh, my
That's a
goodness.
Good thought.
Excellent.
Robert.
Excellent, Robert. Wow.
I love the listener feedback and your discussion about the diversity on True Blood. They did a much better job at diversity in the first season. You know, I love Tara and Lala. They are fantastic characters. I would love to see maybe an African-American vampire king, queen,
exactly.
sheriff, or new magister from one of the other southern states. Mm-hmm. You know we need a new magister. Hey, why not show an ancient Egyptian or Chinese vampire that is a member of the authority?
Yeah.
How about a flashback with Eric in the Caribbean? You know he owns a plantation there, and you know they have all kind of witches and freaky folks in the islands.
Barbados.
I strongly encourage more diversity, and I agree with you that I am fed up with the hotshot storyline.
Mm-hmm.
They can do so much more with Jason. They are totally underutilizing his 1% body fat persona. Ain't that the truth?
Jason is really cute.
I love your listener feedback, and please give Paco the Cat the good old Texas shout-out from me, Pup Daddy. Keep up the good work and keep us laughing. Thanks, Rob, a.k.a. Pup Daddy.
Hey, Pup Daddy.
You and Paco the Cat can get together.
Yeah. But thank you for that email. And you know, okay,
but
I agree with you because Bill said that they checked Eric's house in Olin. And they checked his plantation in Barbados. So,
and
yeah,
we. An apartment in Paris.
Yes, an apartment in Paris. So, we need some backstory. But wait a minute. I really like your comment about a person of color, magister or something. I was just having a conversation with another person about True Blood, another True Blood fan. And we got on the subject of diversity. And what he said was, which was very interesting to me, he says, you know, with all these species of supernaturals, none of the black people got the power. None of them. There aren't any black vampires. They don't show any.
Well, in the first season they had one.
The first season they had one, they burned her up.
Yeah.
You know, there's no black shapeshifter.
Well, there is a black werewolf.
Where's he at?
Well, he was in last season at the club when Alcee takes Sookie to that bar.
One little club. We talk about a named character.
I know. I believe me.
Or
I've been saying that.
I agree with Robert or King of Alabama, Kansas City or something. You know, I mean, something. You know, I mean, I was just delighted to see them black people eating up in Merlot's. You know, shoot. But anyway, thank you for that email.
What about his comment about Debbie working for either Bill or Russell?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I can see it for Russell.
I don't think
they already have a tie.
Right. I don't think she'd do it for Bill.
No, because she don't even know Bill.
Yeah, but Man, if she dug Russell up, oh my goodness.
That would be great.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, I want to see Russell again. I do too.
I love that character. Yeah. I love King Russell.
Mm. I do too.
I mean, he was really ruthless and stuff, but I love that whole character.
I do.
So, yeah, I hope they bring him back.
Okay.
And good email.
Yes, thank you, Pup Daddy.
Pup Daddy.
And our last email is from Paris.
Hey, Paris.
She says, hey, sisters, hope you had another great week.
Yep.
I loved this episode. Jason finally got off that nasty bed and got the heck out of Hot Shot.
I know.
And he killed Felton along the way. Mm-hmm. Good riddance. When Bill found out he and Portia's relation, I thought I would die laughing.
I know.
Poor Grandma Belfleur looked like she was going to have a heart attack. On the subject of Bill, I almost wanted him to find Eric so Eric could kick his butt. Mm. Love the scenes between Sookie, Alcide, and Eric. Did y'all see the look in Debbie's eyes? One crazy, one's crazy, always crazy.
Yeah, did you see that look?
Mm-hmm. Now, the witch storyline keeps getting better and better. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that this spirit may have been set up to burn at the stake by vampires.
Yeah.
In the flashbacks, you can see someone in a long cape and hood standing in the background.
Yeah.
Trouble ahead, especially if they think they can get away with cursing my pants.
Yep.
Now, as far as Tommy goes, I think it's safe to say as soon as he gets free, he's going to get rid of his parents. Mm-hmm. I don't see him bouncing back from that from a betrayal like that.
Yeah.
Can you say Skinwalker?
Yeah.
Lastly, the baby or baby doll. What is going on, y'all? Either Mikey is possessed or the doll is.
Uh-huh.
Either one is not going to be too good for Arlene Santa Mine.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to hear from you, sisters. Thanks. Paris.
Yeah, now that's what another person brought up too, is maybe it's the doll that's possessed.
I didn't think about that.
And not the baby. Because, you know, he got that little doll in his playpen and everything.
Yep, he sure does. Yeah, that is that. Now, I didn't think about the doll at all until reading that, but that would also make sense. But the doll hasn't been there until last week. So, and the baby's been doing stuff.
Not really.
Well, he looked at Arlene's eyes.
Yeah, but I...
Pulling the heads off the Barbies.
Yeah, that's true.
So...
Hmm.
Well, thank you guys for all that great feedback. We love to hear it.
Yeah, we love it.
We love to hear it. We did have a comment on our Facebook... Or, excuse me, on our website.
Cool!
So let me read that. I think that's our last comment.
Okay.
It is from Dingus in St. Louis.
Okay.
I am so glad you both are back. I have been out of town and have yet to begin watching the new True Blood season.
Uh-oh.
I had the shows recorded on my DVR, but they were deleted. Oh!
Oh, no!
We'll try and catch up using HBO to go. I can't wait to listen to the two of you break it down. Dingus.
Well, thank you for that comment on our website. Oh, I'd be so upset if somebody.
But you know what? That's what's so great about the HBO to go. You don't have to have it on your DVR.
Yeah,
you can just watch it on there.
That's true.
Which is great.
And so they put every episode after it airs on the HBO to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
They do.
All right.
Okay, we have two comments on our iTunes page. So let me get to those.
Oh, I hope they're not one rating again.
They are not.
Okay. Cool.
They are not. Okay, the first one is from Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
Attention all Trubies, 5 stars.
Yay.
Have you grown weary of other True Blood podcasts where all they ever seem to do is bemoan the state of True Blood storylines and constantly bash Alan Ball? Then you need to come on down and join Sister J and Sister K on the True Blood party train as they, as they recline and celebrate all that is True Blood. Now, sure, they will have some criticism to offer up, but I guarantee you'll be laughing your behinds off and having a sinfully good time listening in. The sisters and True Blood go together like powdered sugar on a hot bon ton beignet.
Oh, yeah.
5 stars. That sounds good, Marilyn.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of hungry.
That sounds real good. Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Marilyn. And I like that potty train thing.
Potty train. Our next one is from Let It Burn 22.
Okay. Let It Burn
22. And the title of it is... Wash your hands before this podcast. 5 stars.
Hey, Okay, good.
It's a hot mess over in Hot Shop, but this podcast is where it's at. I always feel like we watched the show together and can't stop laughing. The hand-washing potluck was classic sister speak. I've been listening to your True Blood cast since you've done it and mostly always agree with you. I'm still a huge Sookie fan, though. I am, too.
Okay.
I am, too. The baby's behavior has something to do with Holly and Arlene doing that magic spell in the woods when Arlene was pregnant.
I think we said that
a couple weeks ago. I think Arlene thinks it has something to do with Renee, but it doesn't. It has something to do with the witches.
Oh.
I think that's why the doll keeps popping back up, because there's some kind of evil spirit in it.
Ooh, no.
I'm just confused as to why it was in Hoyt and Jessica's house. That doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, love you guys, and we'll continue to listen, and don't change a thing. If people want a PG podcast, then they should listen to the Scooby-Doo one. True Blood is clearly not an all-ages show, so the podcast shouldn't be either.
That's right.
The new format is awesome and more involving than the scene-by-scene recap. Great job. Let It Burn 22, 5 stars.
Thank you, Let It Burn 22.
Thank you, Let It Burn.
We appreciate that very much.
And, you know, you bring up another good point about being possessed, Mikey being possessed by the witches or a spirit, rather than it being Renee's spirit that's coming back.
That's true, because they did do that ceremony.
They did.
Out in the woods. You're right.
I
mean, we remembered the ceremony, but I didn't think about it from that point of view.
I didn't either.
See, so that's a very good comment. Yeah. I'm going to have to really, really watch the little baby.
I'm going
to
be watching that now.
Yeah, watch that little baby.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for your feedback.
We appreciate it so much when all you guys write your comments and, you know, tell us that you really like our podcast, or, you know, have other comments to make. Because even though we do love the show and we do analyze it, you know, from our point of view, but y'all bring up some good little comments
that I forget.
Yeah. That we forget or we haven't thought of. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, if you would like to send us some new email for the new episode, please send it to sisterspeak@gmail.com. We have a voicemail line. Thank you, Nanine.
Yeah.
972-692-7341. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast. Mm-hmm. And we're both on Twitter, although I've been kind of lacking from that lately, _SisterJ and _SisterK.
And I would just like to say that since, you know, I don't do no technical stuff, Sister K is now making me do Facebook. So that's how come I'm answering y'all on Facebook.
That's the least your ass can do, okay?
So that's how come when y'all write some stuff on Facebook and I'm giving you an answer, I always put Sister J, so you know I'm the one doing it. All right.
Yeah, because she just has to have credit for that little bitty one thing that she be doing.
That's all
right. But no, that is helpful because, you know, sometimes I get caught up doing the editing and answering emails, and it's a lot. Right.
And I do Twitter about
tweet about
True Blood, but I try to only do like one comment at the end of the show, or at the most two, because I know some people haven't watched it yet, so I don't want to give anything away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the reason, you know, I try to keep it like, you know, kind of general and stuff, like, you know, Bill got to go. I usually put that in there some kind of way. But anyway, okay.
All right. Well, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.